Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Let's catch a nugget here. Let's just catch a truth nugget here and make it plain and simple. The truth nugget is this. After sworn testimony from a former acting CIA director, Mike Morrell, we now know that the Biden campaign is who solicited the letter from 50-plus, quote, intel officers that labeled Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinformation, when indeed it was authentic. Remember, the reason that it got spiked prior to the election is because 50, quote, intel people said that it was Russian disinformation. It was not. It's his laptop. So I say again, what are the Republicans doing? Well, I literally heard a friend of mine go, man, they just got to wait to get the House and the Senate. They tried last time, the election got stolen. Until they stand up for what's right and what's true, then they can keep waiting another 2 years until eternity, until they, quote, have the power. I mean, how much corruption have we allowed in the last 3 years versus the previous 200 years combined? I'd say it's close to equal.
Well, we just got to get the House and the Senate.
We would have had it. And if you don't stand up, then there's nothing to be done here. So if we now know that the Biden campaign solicited the letter to make it look as if Hunter Biden's laptop wasn't Hunter Biden's laptop, then we know that they engage in interference with the election, but specifically not by just denying it on the campaign trail, but by using government types and his influence as a former vice president, apparently, to sway the election. At the same time, with the excuse that this story should be spiked because we now know that it's not really his laptop, when the entirety of that cover story was the falsity and the reality was it was his laptop all along. Guys, what do we do? What do we do? When are the Republicans going to stop talking about what place they visited in their state back when they went home and put it in their stupid email newsletter and start getting together, pulling their heads out of their asses collectively, and getting rid of a known tyrant? When is that going to happen? This is how countries are stolen. And in fact, it is how this country has been stolen.